This is really gratifying that this team can play just about any style of basketball it wants or the opposition wants.
Yeah, I think that's a sign of a good team. Is you got to win games in the 80s, and you got to win games in the 110 area. I think we've proven that we can do both this year, and I think it's going to be better for us to be able to win games in the 80s and 90s in this series, probably.
How was practice today as opposed to other practices getting ready for a big trip?
Well, pretty much the same. It's just more of a mental approach to practice today. I mean, at this point, the physical is all there. You know, that's what the regular season is all about. It's more mental preparation at this point and a few minor adjustments and get ready to lock in the morning for the shoot-around and go for the game.
Chauncey, you missed so much this year, but just getting back in the backcourt with Chris, does that just sort of come naturally to you, the playing together with him?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it's seamless, man. You know, I played for a long time. And my game is more of a mental game anyway, so playing with him, he has a very cerebral game as well, so it's seamless battle.
What'd you guys
describe the chemistry between the two of you?
Great. I mean, not good, great. I think we have great chemistry. For one, we're both really point guards and are used to really thinking the game. And we've had really one miscommunication in the 2 years we played together, and that was the other day on that jump ball that he won, and we had 5 seconds on the clock. We had a little miscommunication there, but that was really the only time that we kind of had a brain freeze, man.
Did you guys learn anything at all from the tape from game two?
Of course.
Anything you can pass along?
No, nah, I don't want them to know our adjustments. But thank you, though.
Okay.
Now, with the experience that you have, what can you pass along to your teammates about what to expect in situations like this when you have a good lead?
Yeah, well, we've talked about that. You want to guard against a letdown. We know that they're going to come out with their backs against the wall in game three, and I think early in the game, you know, try to make a statement. I think we got to be ready to not only take their best punch, but we got to be ready to deliver a blow first. I want us to be just as aggressive as them and to not play the game, not to lose. You know, play the game to win. Like, be aggressive, do what we do. And if we do that, I think we'll be fine.
How much should your depth be a wear-down factor in this series? Some of those guys are playing in the 40s.
Man, it's been great, man. It's been great. I mean, look at what our bench has been able to do in this series. And, you know, we talked about it all year. Feel like we had the best bench in basketball, and you know, even if our starters just play their starters tit for tat, we're gonna have an advantage when those young guys come in the game, and that's made a difference in both games.
Chauncey, what defensively have you guys been doing different? Is it just an uptick intensity wise, or what's been successful for
you? Yeah, we just been kind of changing up a few coverages, pick and roll wise. We'll you know, do a few things differently, I think, again in game three, since Conley's being so aggressive at this point. But just changing up a few coverages, man.
Pretty quiet 9-game winning streak nobody's talking about. Not bad in the season, huh?
2-game win streak, man.
The new
preseason's
season,
huh? Over with, yeah. That's over with. 2-game win streak, man.
Okay.
Chauncey, do you think going home that they're going to want to ratchet up the physicality of the series?
I'm pretty sure, but we're ready for that. We're ready for that. And, you know, the way that they're kind of calling the series right now, it's really only so much you can do physicality-wise. But, yeah, they're a physical team. We've proven that we can play that way as well. So we'll be prepared.
But they have to feel that they have to be physical even more so to be competitive.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know what they feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm more concerned with us and the adjustments that we can make and how quickly we can make them.
Chauncey, in the fourth quarter, you were climbing back into it after you guys had built that big lead. Now that you're on the road, how do you guys pump the brakes on them, especially when they have that home court?
Yeah. We have to be better with leads, especially in the fourth quarter. And that's just turning the ball over and taking bad shots. You know, a bad shot in the fourth quarter with a lead is basically like a turnover. So we got to be a little more in tune of just trying to get good looks and protecting the lead. And I know that, you know, they had a crowd in front of them, and they'll be, you know, those runs will, a 6-0 run will probably feel like 12-0, you know, when you're on the road. So you got to prepare for that.
Is the energy thing, though, the one that really ramps up in the playoffs from, you got a match they always talk about on the road more than ever?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Energy is a big deal, especially on the road. You know, a team is probably going to play a little more confident at home. We got to know that, you know. And we took care of our court, and we want to go down there and win game three.
Thanks.
Have a good trip, man.